I started this business because my employer, when I was doing part-time cleaning, he didn't treat me right and he wasn't paying me right. So I thought, you know, I'll start my own business and do it for myself. And that's what the labour hire laws are trying to stop, where cleaning businesses are employing people and exploiting them and not paying them properly. And the cleaning industry is the only industry with a portable long service leave. Now that's quite unique as well. And I don't think there's many independents out there following those rules properly.
So today is joining me, very special guest is Haydar Hussain. Now, Haydar has been on a lot of our content. So Haydar, people might already know your story, but for those who don't, do you want to just give us a quick little rundown about who you are and a quick synopsis of your story and your gym's group history?
Well, I joined gyms in 2001 as a franchisor. Sometime later, I bought the division off gym. And now, you know, moving forward 22, 23 years, we have 1,400 franchisees that I look after and about 70 franchisors across the country, well, across two countries, Australia and New Zealand. Yeah, we're doing all right, I think.
Well, you've gone pretty quick because I remember a couple of years ago, you had 1,000 franchisees. So now you're up to 1,400 in what the space of, was that less than a year or two years?
Yeah. So what's happened, we found that after we reached the 1,000 mark, somehow now it's just compounding. Yeah. And the way it's doing that is we're getting a lot of referrals from our existing franchisees. So, you know, we're selling new franchises plus getting referrals. And I think that's why we're growing so fast, because of the satisfied franchisees are referring others.
And what do you do then, maybe just for people to keep them? Why do you think franchisees are referring their friends into the business? What are some things that you're doing, or why is this such a good business so they're bringing their other people in?
Sure. Part of our management process is we try and work out exactly what the franchisee needs, because some franchisees join us, you know, to increase their income. So we help them with that. Some of them join because they just want to, you know, to spend time with their family and be able to do that. So we help with that. So basically, you know, we try and find the needs of the franchisee and we make sure that that's what we help them build.
Yeah, I've met a few of the cleaning group franchisees over the years, and there's some pretty impressive business owners. A couple that come to mind is Frieda out in Craigieburn. He's got 19 staff. Yeah. I remember I met Steve Papandreou, who used to have a massive business with another company. But I interviewed him, and it's quite amazing to hear how the profitability of his business with gyms cleaning compared to what he was doing before, and just the far better lifestyle and stuff he has with gyms cleaning. So you've got some pretty amazing business owners in your division. Is there any that, from your point of view, that stick out to your mind, and just to sort of illustrate what is the potential with gyms cleaning?
Well, yeah, there's a guy called Orlando in the Central Coast of New South Wales. Like, within a very short space of time, he was able to employ staff, and I think he's got over 10 or maybe 15 staff. And then his partner, you know, left their job and joined him in his business as well, and that's what he wanted to do. So that's pretty exciting for Orlando. There's a guy called Chip Chirag from an ex-Coles employee. Again, in a short space of time, he was able to employ people, and he's got a whole team. And I think he owns multiple divisions now. He owns the window cleaning franchise, a mowing franchise, as well as his cleaning one. So there's many out there.
There's a lot. I remember meeting Orlando. We've got a good interview with Orlando here. And the good thing with him was that he was able to maintain quality across his staff. And that seems to be the key, because obviously, you know how strict the complaint system is in gyms, and you're responsible for your franchisee's work. And he was quite impressive in how he does his training and different things like that.
Yeah, I'm very proud of Orlando. And there's this other guy called Alex. Alex from, he's in Brisbane.
Yep.
Moved there from Melbourne. And again, he's very meticulous about his, the way he manages his staff, and his staff are very happy. And he's very happy too, because he loves working from home. And the business that he bought, it wasn't to go out and do cleaning. It was just to manage the staff, and he was able to build it. So very proud of him as well.
Yeah, I remember interviewing Alex. He moved from Brisbane and a job or anything, and then he bought the gym's cleaning franchise at the same time. So he's saying new city, the new challenge. And I think he does some training and stuff up there now for people as well.
That's Alex, mate. He's a champion.
Yeah, he's a great fella. So what? So who is the type of person coming to gym's cleaning? Is it a variety of backgrounds? Because I know There's one guy, like I've seen people message Jim, like this guy called Bill Cosin. He's pretty high up in what he was doing as an older gentleman. Now, there's a lot of different people coming from different backgrounds. So what are the typical sort of people coming to join Jim's Clean?
There's really no typical anymore. I mean, years ago it used to be, but these days we're getting people from all walks of life, you know, entrepreneurs who already have successful businesses wanting to add our business to their portfolio, husband and wives that are coming on board, single operators. It's really hard to isolate these days.
Well, I think Jim's Cleaning Group's the, like, if you want to build a serious business quickly or build a business, like, you know, and actually build something and run a business, I think it's the best vehicle in Jim's because it's, maybe you want to elaborate just to how people are building the business in Jim's, position.
Well, one of the reasons why Jim's Cleaning is able to offer, you know, quick growth by employing people is the cleaning industry is really tightening its screws. The new labor laws are very tight and independent operators really can't keep up with on how to stay ahead of those things. The OH&S policies and manuals and things, you know, we've already got all those in place. So it's very hard for an independent to scale up on their own these days. And it's just so much better to just join us where we've done all the homework for you. The labor hire itself, but I mean, even we struggle keeping up with that. And these days, you know, we've got it all under control. Like I said, we struggled with it as well.
It's a great point you mentioned about the labor hire stuff. And that's going to, what's your gut feel? Is that just going to kick a lot of independents out or they're going to find it too hard and give up, meaning more work for you guys? Or what do you think is going to happen with that?
Yeah, I do. And I take it up, you know, I love what they're doing because don't forget, I mean, I started this business because my employer, when I was doing part-time cleaning, he didn't treat me right and he wasn't paying me right. So I thought, you know, I'll start my own business and do it for myself. And that's what the labor hire laws are trying to stop, where cleaning businesses are employing people and exploiting them and not paying them properly. And the cleaning industry is the only industry with a portable long service leave. So that's quite unique as well. And I don't think there's many independents out there following those rules properly. Yes, I do think independents are going to struggle moving forward. I do.
Yeah. Because in our training, I know we have our lawyer now do a little bit about this in the training to try and cover those bases in case someone's aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah, Andy's doing a great job.
Yeah, because it's not an easy thing to get the head around because it's all hypothetical still. And unless everyone's got a lot of questions about how does this work and no one really knows until I guess something happens. But yeah, it's a really good point. So it's if you're an independent business and you maybe want to not have all the hassles maybe coming in towards Jim's Cleaning is a good option.
Love it. Welcome anyone.
Now let's talk about someone comes into Jim's Cleaning, just to outline it for everyone. What is the training process? So someone goes, well, I want to build a big business. I've got 20, 30 staff. What's the process for them?
Excellent. All right, the first thing we do is we book them into induction training, which is at the gym's headquarters in Ruhlberg, which is an unreal facility. And there's a lot of those videos online that they can see. So it's 3 days business training, 2 days business training again, 5 days on the road training, where we teach them how to clean and how to quote and how to deal with customers and things. And then we put them through a 13-week plan. So every week we work on a major component of their business, which almost guarantees their success. And then every franchise comes with a personal mentor or a support network who, like I said before, will try and work out exactly the needs of that business and then work step by step on achieving it.
Yeah.
But just keep in mind, not everyone buys a business to employ staff, you know. Some buy it just to save time. Like working for an employer will take up 40 hours of your time plus travel, and you'll earn a certain wage. Working on your own in the cleaning business, sort of local to your territory, you could probably earn the same sort of money in 15 hours of work, and then you've got so much time for yourself.
Now, that's a good point about gyms, is that how you, even though we talk about the big business, if you want to just do the sole option and work the 3 or 4 days a week and 6 hours a day, you can still have a really profitable income doing that.
How good is that, Joel, you know, that we can offer these things to people to change their lives?
Well, people don't believe it, and that's the thing. That annoys me is they still don't believe it. They think, what's the catch? We unfortunately get tarnished in franchising and something goes wrong and they see a bad franchising story, it tarnishes the whole thing and they go, we take 30 to 40% of their income. Mm. So from a fee perspective, just want to outline real quickly, it's not 30 to 40% of the income we take from the franchisees. You want to outline what the fee structure is and just how fair it is compared to some others?
Certainly. We obviously have flat base monthly fee, which includes their advertising levy, includes their mentor fee. Everything's included in that. Then we charge a small fee for every lead that we send them, and we charge that fee once only. So if they do a good job and they satisfy the customer, and that customer rings back sometime later, that lead goes straight back to them for free. So it encourages franchisees to do good work and build their goodwill, obviously. A single operator, those fees would represent probably around 6 to 7% of their average income. And as you scale that up and increase your income, your flat monthly fee does not change. So in fact, by percentage-wise, it reduces. So if you've got, you know, two or three employees, you might be paying 4% of your turnover, as an example. Like, we don't charge it as a 4%, but if you do some sort of comparison, it kind of equals that. But if you've got like 10 to 15 workers, you're probably paying 1% of your turnover. I mean, you can't get better than that.
You can't. And there's always, it's always, we've got to keep communicating that, because people think, you know, what's the catch? And there's always this misconception, we take a percentage, and it's not. It's flat fee, and the more you earn, the more you do keep. It's not like other systems where you're paying extra for this and this and this. It's quite remarkable.
Well, you know, to achieve that, it wasn't easy for us either, don't forget, because if we're making a small percentage of someone's fees, I mean, it's hard for us to survive as well, us being business itself, right? But because now that we've got in excess of 1,400 people, I mean, yes, now we can make money as a business. And the good thing about us is we actually invest a lot of that money back into the brand, keep growing that brand.
Let's talk about how you invest that back in, just give the people an outline of what you're doing from the brand point of view.
Certainly. Well, part of our marketing is paying the Gyms Group head office to do what you're doing right now, you know, the social media stuff. And something like that on its own, as a small business, you just can't afford that. So we do a lot of that. We do our own social media. Advertising alone, we collect from the fees around about $150 per franchisee per month times 1,500. I don't know what the number is, but that's the kind of money that we're spending every month to keep growing this brand. And we're doing that. And I think last year alone, we knocked back over 20,000 jobs that we couldn't do, because we just can't keep up with that demand. So the advertising is definitely working. The brand's definitely loved by the Australian people.
With that demand area, is there any particular states in particular where you need the more franchisees urgently, or where's that demand sort of coming from, or is it all over the place?
It's all over the place at the moment. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the major cities are more in demand, like your Melbourne and Sydney and so on and so forth. We've got work everywhere. And in fact, you know, we have a process that every time we sign up a new franchisee, we use some of the entry money to advertise in their area. So you could buy a franchise in Timbuktu, we'll still get you work, because we'll direct all our advertising in your area just to get you going.
Yeah.
And we also kind of worked out that within about 2 or 3 months, you don't need much advertising anymore, because of your good training. The other things that we do, the word gets out there anyway. So then we redirect all that efforts to somewhere else.
Yep. And do you want to talk about the concept of selling customers as well, for those who might not be familiar outside of the Gyms Group, about splits and what franchisees can do in that regard?
Yeah, it's good that you bring that up. Splits is quite unique to the industry. I don't think any other franchise does it, where we allow franchisees to sell. We call it a round, or a group of customers that they put together. So if a franchisee's got about $1,000 worth of work, we can sell that to the next person coming in, and then we'll share the profits with the franchisee selling those customers. And it's usually about 80-20. The franchisee gets 80% of the sale proceeds. And in fact, the smart operators, that's what they do, that they become... They're not in the cleaning business anymore. They're in the splits business. So they just build up rounds and sell them and build that into their business planning. Mm. There are franchisees who do that 5-6 times a year. Our average profit on a split is around about $20,000. If you did that 3 times a year, that's 60 grand just on the side.
Mm. You don't pay any fees at all. I'll cover your fees for at least, 6-5 years. So,
bingo.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very unique concept, and it is a really good thing that people should be aware when they join, when they join you. And because you've got so much work as well, it's easy to build that. If you're a good franchisee with good customer service, you can build that pretty quick.
Yeah, you'd sell those customers off. And in the sales process, the sales process takes about a month. So in that process, while you're doing all the paperwork and handover and things, you'll find that you build up another round. Bill Kopanoglu, I think he built his wealth from that. I think he did about 7 splits in his franchising days, which then helped him to move on to becoming a franchisor. And look at Bill now. He looks after 400 odd franchisees or whatever the number is.
Yeah, and he's got a big business as well, thanks to the Clean Group. Now, I was going to say in the background there, you've got 6 icons. So don't explain it, people. It is Jim's Clean or Jim's Clean Group, but you have 6 different divisional options that people can choose. So do you want to just run through them real quickly?
Correct. Yes. So we do have 6. I think it's 5. It's window pressure is 1.
Yep.
So it's 5 different cleaning areas. They're all separate divisions, but just coincidentally, I own them all. So then I thought, how can I use this to my advantage? So I put them all together and I created this thing called the Jim's Cleaning Group. And then we advertise all the businesses from 1 website, which gives us, more credibility. And then the catchphrase that we came up with when we put them all together was, we can clean anything, anywhere. So, and we can. We can do any of those services in pretty much any corner of Australia if we have a franchisee available. So a person who buys like a car detailing franchise, they don't do all the services. They just specialize in car detailing and they become the master at their field because, you can't be, a jack of all trades and master of none. So we feel that you pick one and you become an expert at it and you invest and we help you invest into the right tools to do that job quicker, better, faster. And in fact, in some ways, you become a doctor of that industry.
It's a great point because it's really opposite to a lot of other mobs that I know of anyway. The franchisee is expected to do 50 different services and it's pretty much impossible to be an expert in those areas.
It doesn't work, Joel. You just got to pick one and become a master at it. Like my son, he's in the window and pressure division, Mustafan, and he's an expert at it. And he can clean a 3-bedroom home windows inside and outside in a couple of hours, where someone who hasn't got the right tools and the skills to do it might take him all day to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
And with the entry points, you don't have to give an exact figure because I know they're all variable, but what's the sort of rough ballpark that people need to invest to get in?
It depends on the division, but on average, there's 2 components to our business. One is the franchise itself or the territory, that's around $20,000. And then you need a startup package that goes with that franchise. That's around $7,000 to $8,000. The startup package includes all the equipment, the training, the business cards, the uniforms, the signage for your vehicle. But carpet cleaning is possibly a bit more because they have a more expensive machinery.
The truck mat sort of thing in the van.
You probably need to add about another 10 grand on top of that.
Now, the ROI on these things is amazing. This is the thing that people don't get, I think. We have a lot of franchisees who come through training and they've come from other site-based franchises where they've invested $350,000 into it and they work like a dog, and they make this and they come to it, to this, and they always, after a while, they're like, oh, I was crazy. I couldn't believe the ROI. So what's your thinking? A lot of people might, there's a lot of franchises in Australia. It's the most heavily franchised place in the world per capita. But unfortunately, a lot of people sort of go, I want to do this site-based one, thinking that it's going to be hands-off, easy compared to something like this. But if you're objectively looking at it, and I know how much the return on investment is from that amount.
Yeah.
What do you think, what would you sort of say to those people who might have that, not looking at this and thinking they can really do the same figures they could do on that?
Well, to be honest, they're like chalk and cheese. I mean, the effort's the same. If you're doing a site-based business and spending $300,000, your income is probably whatever the number is. It'd be very similar to our $30,000 business, which is 1/10 of the cost. But the effort's the same. So if you're going to put effort into a business, you might as well put it into a 30 grand business and get the same return as a $300,000 business. But the problem with the $300,000 business is you need a site, right? And that site has got a rent and a lease associated with it. And that's probably the biggest risk. So if you have a little bit of a quiet time, or you want to go on a holiday or something like that, that rent is still due. It's good for the landlord, but certainly not good for the person doing the work or the franchisee. So in my view, our small little $30,000 businesses are so much better than a site-based business.
Oh, from a net profitability point of view, it's far better. And I remember talking to one of your franchisees, Steve, who came from another big mob, and he has 70 employees, and you think, yep. You know, and he was telling me as a sole trader in Jim's Cleaning, he was making half the net profit just as a sole trader as he was with 70 employees in the other thing, which I thought was amazing. And he was so much more happier and less stressed than,
yeah.
I think if you're looking at it from an objective point of view with profitability,
yeah.
Jim's Cleaning Group franchise, if you're purely into it for profitability, it's just a no-brainer.
100%, mate. I agree. And in fact, those site-based things, they're sort of, it's a bit of a dying trend these days, isn't it? They're not so much popular anymore.
Well, you know, the mercy of the head office as well. If they want to make you do a fit-out which costs 20 grand or something, you can't say no to it. You can't have different signage on from store to store just because you want to. It's
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you have to keep updating that signage too. I've got a friend of mine who owns a couple of gyms, and in his agreement, every couple of years, he has to do a new fit-out for his gym. And it's over $200,000 just to update and fit-out.
Yeah, it's crazy money, and you've got to do it.
Yeah, I know. In a Jim's Cleaning franchise, to update the fit-out, it's actually update your uniform, which costs you about $80.
It's pretty cheap. I was going to say as well, a good thing about Jim's Cleaning, which I think is unique in franchising, especially from what I know, is you guys allow franchisees to use social media, have access to the social media accounts, which I think is really good. They can make videos, all that sort of stuff. They don't have to get it ticked off by head office or anything. They're allowed to be involved in their marketing heavily, which I think a lot of other franchise brands want to point out that people do not allow that.
Yeah, we certainly do. And the franchisees who do their own social media and all those kind of things, they're the ones who are actually more successful because you can just tell that they're actively involved in their business.
Yeah.
And you know, when they do that, it doesn't just only help them with their day-to-day turnover. It's actually, it increases the goodwill of their business. So one day when they do sell their business, they actually sell their social pages with the business, which increases the value of it.
Yeah, it's a good point. Digital goodwill. Yeah. It's like, you know, you get your territory-based GMBs or you got your Facebook page and stuff with followers. So it's a really good point. Digital goodwill is really, really important. Now, I was going to say as well, the cleaning products that you guys use are very unique. Do you want to outline about the products and your philosophy and sort of where the industry is going maybe with those products that you're using?
Well, the products are doing really well for us, and the franchisees have really embraced. And we probably have over 60% of our franchisees using our products now, which is their products. You know, that I believe that these products that we have belongs to the business, so it belongs to the franchisees as well. Mm. They're very unique. They're plant-based enzymes, which just can't damage anything. And the reason why we chose to look for these products was we used to have a lot of insurance claims years ago, and that was embarrassing, you know, and expensive. So with these new products, since we've launched, which has been over, I don't know, 7-8 years or so, we haven't even had one insurance claim yet because it can't damage anything. And environmentally friendly, they work just as good as conventional products. And in fact, we're looking at ways of concentrating them even further and reducing the size of the bottles, which will also reduce the price because freight would, because at the moment, the biggest problem we have with these products is freight.
Mm-hmm.
So that will reduce freight costs and obviously better for the environment because less pollution.
They're really good products I use, and they're non-toxic, you know, pet-friendly. You know, if you've got dogs and kids running around the floor and they put their hands in their mouth or paws, they're not going to get sick or anything like that. So I think a lot of customers now want the eco-friendly products used in their home. They don't want the old, you know, domesticers and the bleaches and stuff like that smell.
Any cleaner that uses domesticus, mate, is not really doing a good job.
Now, what's the stand with the Jim's Cleaning franchisees? Because I think cleaning's one where if you get a good cleaner, you're going to refer them because it can be quite hit miss depending if people have used an independent brand before. So how do you maintain standards? Do you want to talk about the quality control process with the jobs that you guys do?
Well, I think it comes back to training. train franchisees on our expectations and how to do the work. You know, we've got 25, 30 years of experience. So, you know, we can share the knowledge that we have with shortcuts and products that do work and products that don't work. Look, because a franchisee is invested into their business, you know, they bought the business, they really don't want to stuff it up. Quality control is, I think, very simple. Just train them well. It is cleaning work too. It's not that complex.
There can be some tough stains, and I've watched some of the videos of the cleaning franchisees. They do a really good job. There's a guy fellow who does window and pressure cleaning, JTIB, up in Sydney. It's quite amazing what they can do with the poles and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Doing the whole house.
Yeah, we're using water-fed poles now, which is ionized water, which is 100% pure, so it doesn't stain at all. Yeah, the window pressure cleaning guys are doing a really good job these days. They've got really good equipment. And so is the carpet guys. Our carpet leads have almost tripled in the last 3 or 4 years, and that's because the word's getting out there that we carpet boys actually do a really good job. I believe the carpet's really dry as well.
Yeah, it's a good point, because and also people feel as though they're getting a good deal with it, because a lot of times people advertise really low, you know, three rooms from this, and then they get there and it's not the case, and there's all this stuff like that.
Yeah, it's called bait and switch.
Yes.
We don't have
to. Exactly. But I was going to say as well, with your story, it's pretty cool in regards to what you've done. People who have heard the podcast before and the videos and stuff will know, but people should know, you, even though you're the divisional franchise, or you started as an independent cleaner, and you've come to Jim's Cleaning as a franchisee, and you've built from there in a pretty short time. Has it been 20 years, 25 years?
Yeah.
You've built to where you are. So how have you been able to build the business to where it is today? What are some philosophies that you want to share, some business advice with people on how you've done it?
I'm never satisfied with what we're doing. You know, we're constantly looking at ways that we can improve. Every day we're looking at what can we do better. And just with that philosophy in mind, you somehow come up with ideas and ways of just doing things better and bigger. And that's what keeps me motivated too, because if you're just doing the same thing every day, after a while, you probably get sick of it. But because we want to keep improving, it's just exciting.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know if this is my mentality or is it something that I've, again, copied off Jim Penman himself, because that's the way he runs his business. He's just consistently looking at ways of improving, and we do the same. And that's what keeps us going, I suppose.
So which areas are you going to try and then focus on? What to you is the stuff you're really looking at improving over the next, say, let's say this year, what do you want to do?
We're going to put some real big energy into New Zealand this year. We've been running that from Australia. So all our bank accounts and management team and our paperwork, it's all been from Australia. But now we're taking all that to New Zealand. So we're actually going to do tax returns there and things like that, which just shows that we're serious. So New Zealand's the go this year. Our product range, like I said, we want to concentrate that and be able to offer that to the public as well. I mean, there is a certain percentage that is offered to the public, but we want to increase that this year. Hopefully, you know, get to our 1,500th franchisee, because I think we're just below that. I mean, that will be a big achievement.
Hmm.
And if we can achieve that, we may have a little party for that. We've got our AGM coming up in April. So a lot of the ideas the rest of the year will come from that. We have a very, very good management team at the moment. Last year, we went through the exercise of buying back a lot of regions. We're now office-managed regions, and that's working really, really well. So we've got a support team and a sales team all running from my office. In fact, there's about 25 staff here these days, whereas, you know, 7, 8 years ago, there was only like 5 of us. So it's a pretty big operation now. We are going to put some energy into our gyms contracts department. That's an area of our business that we see a lot of benefits that help the business, because it's contracts that we get and manage, and then we give that work to the Gyms Group franchisees, and works really well for customers because they know that gyms guys are always insured and trained to do that service. I think at the moment we're offering it's around about $20 million worth of work to the Gyms Group from that department alone. I'd like to get that up to about $100 million a year. So I'm going to put some energy into that this year.
A lot of money. It's good.
Well, it's just numbers, really, but
yeah,
they're big numbers. Yeah, big numbers these days.
They are. I think Jim's is a really unique provider to actually provide all the services that these big businesses need, as opposed to going to multiple operators. They can just come to you guys and get everything pretty much done.
Yeah. At the moment, we're probably getting about 5 to 10 new care providers calling us every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the word's definitely getting out there.
Yeah, because we're in such a unique position. Like, as you know, like, there's so many divisions, and we have the coverage there, whereas a lot of other providers just can't have that coverage.
Yeah. What's the total number of franchisees these days? Are we past 5,000 yet?
Yeah, we're definitely past 5,000. Wow. It's like 5,366. So I looked on the system last year. There'd be a couple of suspensions in there, but I don't look for suspensions. I just go for the total number. They're still alive, but now 5,360 something.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Joel, from that 5,300 franchisees, a great number of them would have employees, which would make probably around about 10,000 people doing Jim's work.
Absolutely. That's a good point. I've been interviewing a lot of franchisees now. A lot of them have got 8 staff.
Yes.
You know, Freddie's got 20. You know, so a lot of people have got 2 or 3. You're right. It's probably more than 10,000 people, conservative estimate, who's
not
doing
bad.
That. It is. And also, people need to know that our franchisees employ a lot of special needs people as well.
Yes.
So a lot of people that might be on the spectrum or something. I know a lot of franchisees who are employing people who might not get to go elsewhere as well, which I think is a really important thing.
I love that. Yeah. Really proud of that. That's
cool. Yep. And another thing, you guys were on the recent Space Invaders TV show. Some other things people should be aware of is that we do some brand stuff at the time. And Jim's Clean was heavily featured in the Channel 9 show, which was great. Really good feedback from the TV host, Sherry Barber, with that. So we've got some good content coming out with that. And you personally, Haydar, what motivates you then? So if it's not numbers, what motivates you? Is it just, as you said, you just want to keep growing this thing just till there's no more growth, or what's the end point?
I can't see an end point at the moment. We just keep going. We just keep punching, as it's my catchphrase. These days, because we have so many staff and so many franchisees, somehow I feel responsible to keep this thing growing for them. And that's probably the motivator at the moment. And as you know, I do get like going to Cyprus, where my other life is. So to be able to do that, I need to really get things done here to be able to have the time there. And that mixture seems to somehow work for me.
I was going to say, people should know, we say Jim's is a family business, but your business is a really big family business, isn't it? So people come in there, they looked after the nice Turkish coffee. They have a lot of food. That's a really good family vibe, isn't it? You've definitely got the family business going on as well with your operation.
Yeah. I think 10 of the 20 staff here in my family, which is not bad. It's a bit weird when we go to birthday parties and things. It's like going to a work event. But it's good. Today's coincidentally my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I think there's about 50 of us going to a restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And 45 of them are
stuff
from the Jim's group.
There you go. Now, that's good, though. It's a good, we always say family business, and you've definitely got a true family business as well with everything you're doing. Now, Haydar, I've nearly had you for an hour. I've got an interview with Ben Ward at 11. I was going to say, is there anything you want to say, mate, that I didn't ask, or is there anything that people should know about yourself or the Jim's Cleaning Group?
No, I think we've covered a lot today. I mean, I think you're going to come and visit us very shortly.
Yes.
I'd love to show you around. We've done some renovations of work here and created some really nice space for the staff. Everyone should look out for those videos. I think you should.
Yep, we'll do an office tour. And I'd say to people, if you are listening to the end and you want to learn more about Jim's Cleaning, go to YouTube, type in Jim's Cleaning. There's heaps of videos with Haydar Ali, who's his CEO. There's heaps of stuff with franchisees. There's lots of stuff. So if you're looking at Jim's Cleaning Group, do the investigation and look at YouTube. There's a lot of stuff. And, you know, we love doing these things because people can know who they're buying from, because when they invest in Jim's Cleaning Group, they're investing in you and your philosophy and all the systems you get. So, you know, it's great for people to know that they're investing with you and what they're going to get for their money.
I agree. Thank you, Joel.
No worries. Thanks, Haydar. We appreciate it, mate.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Jim's Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Jim's Group, head to jims.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment, or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.